You're with Cape Talk.
This is Pippa Hudson on Lunch.
Now, in our health and wellness segment today, I want to remind you about the incredible work that is being done by a non-profit organization called Reach for Recovery. We've talked to them and about them on the show many times over the years. They are, in fact, South Africa's oldest breast cancer support organization. They've been operating since 1967, and they offer both practical and emotional support to women who have just been diagnosed with breast cancer and then continue that support through their treatment journey and even beyond. All of this driven by the work of volunteers. It really is a remarkable story, and it's always a pleasure to remind you about it. With me in studio today is Carla Lind, who is the regional chair of Reach for Recovery Western Cape. Lovely to have you here, Carla. Welcome.
Thank you so very much, Pippa.
It's a pleasure. When did you get involved with Reach for Recovery, and why? What made you get on board?
I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2012, and a Reach for Recovery volunteer visited me in hospital, and it meant such a lot to me. And when I recovered and after my treatment, I decided maybe this is something that I could do. Wow. Because I wanted something positive to come from my breast cancer journey.
Yeah.
And I thought my kids are getting older and I've got the time. I like to talk to people. Yeah. And I thought, let me go and see what it is all about. And that is where my journey started with Reach for Recovery.
And here you sit as the regional manager. So clearly it was a meeting of minds that worked well. I mean, you know the story from the perspective of both the volunteer and the patient, which applies to all of your volunteers, because every one of your volunteers is a breast cancer survivor, not so?
Yes. I want to say 99%, okay. But we do have the odd person who like helps me with administration, because okay. I want to say all the volunteers who visit the patients in hospital after their surgery must be a breast cancer survivor, because naturally that is the first contact you have with the patient. And then immediately when you say, I am from Reach for Recovery, I'm a breast cancer survivor, it already has an impact on that patient. She knows, oh my word, here is somebody that can relate to what I'm feeling now lying in this bed.
Who gets it, who's been there. And just the very words to introduce yourself and say, I am a survivor, must be such a moment of hope. To immediately say, as scared as you may be, as awful as you may be feeling, look, it is possible. Do you think there's power just in that very presence of arriving and saying, I have survived?
It is. And I must say to you, Pippa, that we are there to give the patients hope. Because when you're lying in the bed, your life has been turned upside down and you actually don't know the way forward. And here we are, and people can see, I've had patients telling me, but you look so normal. How else must I look? Yes, because I've been through my treatment and life carries on eventually. So yes, I want to say that it is really a privilege to be able to assist that patient lying in the bed. And she knows now there is somebody there for them. And even a whole organization that is countrywide, and our services are all free of charge.
It's such an amazing story. I just want to say I'm aware of the fact that we've got a number of breast cancer survivors among our audience members. And if you have been there, and particularly if you had the opportunity to engage with Reach for Recovery and want to tell us what it meant to you and why it helped and how it helped, I'd really value your input. You're welcome to send a WhatsApp voice note or text to 072-567-1567 or give us a call on 021-446-0567. Carla, the emotional support, that point of hope, incredibly important. But you also offer very practical support in throughout the journey. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that aspect of your work?
Yes. We actually give a care pack to state and private patients. They all get the same. And that is, I visited two patients last Saturday in Louis-la-Port, and they were so grateful for the beautiful bags that are also made by volunteers, where they can put their drain in. And then we give them a little pillow for where the lymph nodes were actually removed, and basically more information that they don't have to go to Dr. Google. Right. Everything in the cancer journey is in the pack that we give them, where they can find Wicks, a stockist list that we provide for the Cape Peninsula, the other branches naturally where they are situated. Literally everything that you will need. It tells you about reconstruction, I can't tell you exercises that you must do, because you must remember, when we visit that patient in hospital, we don't really want to overload them with too much information, mm-hmm. and we want them to feel that they can talk to us. They know that everything keeps be kept private and confidential. But I always said to them, I'm not going to, because they won't remember half of the things that we tell them. But then I said, don't worry, all the information and things that we talk about is in the booklet. So when you have time, read it and go through it. We always give our contact number as well. And we've also got what you call an intake phone, that is D, where she can direct whoever they want to talk to. So the patient now knows that there is somebody, I can just pick up the phone and there is somebody that can, even if they ask a question, it just for them to know that there is somebody that they can talk to, and it makes them feel safer.
For anybody who's come in midway to the interview, my guest is Carla Lind, who is the regional chair of Reach for Recovery Western Cape. We've been talking about the emotional and practical support that they offer to breast cancer survivors. You've been going since 1967. Have you kept stats? Do you know how many thousands it must be by now of women that you've reached over those years?
I've been with Reach for Recovery since 2013, and I know that with our Ditto Breast Cancer, since 2011, we've helped over 8,000. I must say to you that we've just done our quarterly stats, and Cape Peninsula, which is quite a big branch, of which I'm also the chair, we have seen just from January till the end of March over 500 patients in state and private, which tells you that there is definitely a spike in breast cancer. And what is very worrying is that it is getting younger patients, because breast cancer has always been more seen as for older ladies. So younger meaning late 20s, early 30s. And also very interesting phenomena is that we have seen four men in this time, where most men are not even aware that they can get breast cancer. And I've unfortunately never had the privilege to visit a man, but my other volunteers have, and we are now thinking of making them also more, I want to say, manly bags and in colors and that, and also to give them the support that we give the ladies.
Gosh, I would think that would be such an invaluable lifeline, because as you say, it's such a rarity. The difficulty of finding someone to talk to who's been there is going to be such a challenge. To know that there's someone available that you can reach out to who's been there, from a man's perspective, I think would be so, so valuable. Carla, I mean, I've had friends who've walked this path and have said to me how much it meant to them to wake up in hospital. And one of them didn't even, I think your volunteer arrived and she was sleeping, but she woke up to find the bag lying next to her and opened it up. And there was, she just said to me all the information I could possibly have asked and wanted to know, and a whole lot of stuff I didn't even know that I was meant to be asking about, like about physiotherapy, exercises afterwards, etc. It was all there, and just that point of comfort that somebody had cared enough to bring that, even if it was an anonymous stranger in her case, meant the world to her. So it's such important work. You did mention the Ditto Prosthesis project, and I do want to mention that, just elaborate a little bit, because that is such an important part of what you do as well. Not every woman who has a mastectomy has the privilege of access to reconstructive surgery. Some choose not to have reconstructive surgery and then might not have access to privately funded prosthetics. Tell us a bit more about the Ditto project.
The Ditto project was started in 2011 because Reach for Recovery saw the need, especially for state patients. They don't have the resources financially to go to a mastectomy boutique where most of their prosthesis are actually imported from overseas. So with the collaboration of the mushroom farmers and a big retail company, every October, we sell mushrooms in pink punnets, and for each punnet that gets sold, R1 comes to Reach for Recovery. And that is how we subsidize, firstly, the prosthesis, and secondly, we can then give that prosthesis free to state patients.
Fantastic. So do think about that when you see the pink trays. I'm usually very skeptical of pink anything, but in this case, it really does reach a very deserving fund at the end of it, so please bear that in mind. Now, the main reason we've got you here today, right now, Carla, is because You're wanting to recruit and train more volunteers, aren't you? I mean, you've spoken about the spike in the number of cases. It's wonderful that you've reached as many patients as you are, but obviously if you bring more people on board as volunteers, that expands the potential reach. It's one thing to say, I've been through this, so I'm going to volunteer to help others, but you need to be trained in how you approach them and what you're going to talk about and the information being correct. How do you actually train a volunteer?
Firstly, we need to identify a volunteer, mm-hmm. because I can tell you most times when you visit a patient in hospital, they are very keen to become involved and tell people their journey and their story. And we say, okay, that is absolutely fine, but we have learned over the years, and that is why there is this proviso, that only a year after you have finished all your treatment and your surgery can you become a volunteer for Reach for Recovery. Because you may think that you are fine, but if you get confronted by a patient lying in the bed, it brings back some memories mm-hmm. of your own journey. And some people, even when they go through the interview that we have with them to see, you know, we ask them certain questions because there's criteria that they need. I mean, it's not difficult criteria, but yeah. I mean, how can I say, it's not everybody that can go and speak to a person they don't know that is quite in an emotional state. Mm. So we actually first identify the volunteers, and then, like, for instance, now we're going to have training in May. We started with online training since COVID.
Okay.
And now in May, from the 11th till the 18th, we have got online training done by our chair and our national manager. So each branch then identifies, they have the interviews, they send the names to our board, and then and the manager, and then they do the online training. It's mostly Saturdays,
okay.
and then also during the week, but in the evening, because as you know, our volunteers come from all kinds of walk of life. Mm-hmm. They are different ages, different race, different religions. We are a wonderful Rainbow Reach for Recovery mm-hmm. family. And then we actually do the training online. And then what we do is we just don't tell them, now you go and visit patients in hospital. No, we have the system, what we call the buddy visit. Okay. So we actually take them to show them how to do it. Some volunteers do it quickly, others don't. But we don't let them go to the hospital without being prepared.
Right.
Even we train them how to speak in front of an audience or go to visit patients in a clinic. Or go to a school, or to a church, or to a mosque, or we know we do training. Mm-hmm. Now, people must think, oh, this is going to be, I'm going to write an exam or do an oral exam. It's nothing like that. It is very relaxed. It is, anybody can do it. You must just, I think, be open to communication. You need to be emotionally and physically well. You must have commitment. Because if I tell a patient or the nursing staff tells the patient, Reach for Recovery is going to come and visit you, that patient is waiting there in anticipation.
Mm.
And if we don't turn up, that really doesn't reflect very well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then naturally you must have an empathetic, how can I say, manner.
Yeah.
Because that patient is very distraught lying there in the bed. And also professionalism, because I mean we are representing Reach for Recovery as the NGO.
Yeah.
We are volunteers and we don't get paid, but we do expect professionalism. But as the branch and the chair lady, and we've got an executive committee, we all help
mm-hmm.
and everybody's got a portfolio. So we do operate very similar mm-hmm. To an organization, but it is all with volunteers. And I can say to you that eventually when you get the volunteers that have waited that year and they're still passionate about getting the word out there and helping Reach for Recovery to spread the message, like we want to start now a satellite group up the West Coast because yeah. there is such, especially I want to say in rural areas, there is such a need. And also for people, education, that is also something that Reach Recovery is very strong on.
Okay.
And I am very passionate about it, to reach the people that don't have the internet, that really just don't have the knowledge, the basic knowledge that they can actually save their life by just doing self-examination and every month, which is so important, and also to know the early signs of breast cancer. Because what do we always say? Early detection is the answer.
I believe we've had a voice note that's come in from somebody who's had an experience with Reach for Recovery, and I'd love us to listen to that before we say goodbye.
Hi, Pippa. My name is Felicity, and I am a breast cancer survivor. I had an experience with Reach for Recovery when they appeared at my hospital bedside immediately post-mastectomy and gave me one of their pretty bags, complete with the little mastectomy pillow, which got tucked under my arm, it got tucked under seat belts, it got tucked in all sorts of weird and wonderful places, and it went everywhere with me for a good 6 weeks or so. And then once I had started having reconstruction surgery, it also came out of its little bag again and pressed back into service. So I was very, very grateful for that, and can't actually imagine what life would have been without that little pillow. I've also got some chemo hats, which if somebody wants to contact me, I'd love to donate those to Reach for Recovery. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Felicity, thank you for that. I'm going to ask my producer, Maxine, to just jot down your details, and we'll give those to Carla as she leaves and connect you to, because that would be lovely, a lovely way to pay it forward. Carla, I'm so glad that voice note came in time, because there, right there, is the expression of what it means to the patient, that something they didn't know they were going to need was there waiting for them at the moment of need, was of use at the right time, and was part of their journey back to healing. That's what this story is really all about. So the final question then is, if there are other Felicities out there listening to this and perhaps thinking, it's my turn to step up and volunteer to help, how do they reach out to you about potentially joining that training in May?
Okay, they can contact our national manager, Stefanie van Deventer. I'm going to give you her cell number as well as her email. So the cell number is 079-462-3973, and then one word, national manager at reach, and then the letter 4, recovery.org.za.
Let me just repeat those. It's Stefanie van Deventer. The number is 079-462-3973 and email nationalmanager@reachforrecovery.org.za. And the 4 is the number 4, not the word. Look, if you are listening to this in the car or somewhere else where you couldn't jot that down, I've made a note of those details and will gladly pass them on to you. So just pop me an email anytime after the show. Carla, thank you so much for making time to come into studio today. And thank you to you and the whole team at Reach for Recovery for this invaluable work that you do. It's been a pleasure having you with us.
Thank you, Pippa. I really enjoyed it. And thank you for your time as well.
It's always a
pleasure. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much. Carla Lind, Regional Chair of Reach for Recovery Western Cape.